Yo. You listen to the Half Right Podcast.
Welcome to another edition of the Half Right Podcast. I am Lakia Maria, joined by Max, two-thirds of our podcasting team. Fonz is under the weather, but we're going to get his predictions and add them in, so stay tuned for that. But we are sharing our Money in the Bank predictions. Money in the Bank is live this Saturday, July 1st from London. Special start time, 3 p.m. I know SmackDown's also going to be in London as well, but I don't know if they're going to actually be broadcasting it come 3 p.m. But for Money in the Bank, we have the two Money in the Bank matches, both male and female, and then we have three title matches, and then three other matches? Seven matches in total, so two other matches. So, Max, how are you doing this night?
I'm wavy, you know. I wanted all the smoke. Put on a Rams jersey because Fonzie was talking that shit, so I had to show him. You know what I mean?
He was coming
day
for
day one.
He was coming to.
But it was all right.
For a
tussle. All right. You going to see this, Fonz, and you going to see it. We out here, nigga. You got the Todd Gurley. You know what I mean? I got some baby pictures with me with the Marshall Faulk. You know what I mean? But to answer your question, I'm wavy today.
All right, so let's go ahead and jump right into these matches. We'll do the title matches first. So we have Gunther, the current Intercontinental Champion, taking on Riddle. Who's your pick?
Gunther is going to win. It's going to be a phenomenal match for sure. But if would there be upset? Nah, this is overseas. Yeah, Gunther's going to take this easily. I'm sorry. W, Gunther.
I'm going to say the same thing. Gunther is going to retain the championship. Now, rumor has it, and it's been circulating for a while, that Randy Orton is going to be coming back to the WWE. For those that do not know, he has had some back issues and had surgery, and he was recovering. I think it's been almost a year, 10 months, I believe it's been, since Randy Orton has been in the WWE realm, and everyone's hoping for not just a speedy recovery, but for him to return. Now, Randy is in his 40s now, and they're leaning more so towards the retirement news of it all. But I have been seeing rumors and speculative reports that Randy would randomly pop up at Money in the Bank and possibly, you know, help Riddle out if he's getting jumped by Imperium, if Gunther were to win. I don't know, wishful thinking, but Gunther is one of my absolute favorites in WWE right now, and everything that he does in the ring. He's the ring general for a reason. I can't say it how the other guy says it. He says it's so amazing. And then he twirls his jacket. It's like one of my favorite things.
It's a twirling jacket.
He just takes it and he like spins it around. But for sure, I think that it's going to be a good match. Gunther, when he's in the ring, whether it's someone bigger than him, someone about around his stature, I should say, whether it's someone his stature or someone smaller than him, he puts on really phenomenal matches, and I've really been enjoying his reign as IC champion. I just don't think that Riddle is going to be the person to take it off of him, so I'm going to go with Gunther. Next up, we have the Undisputed Women's Tag Team Championship. So Alba Fire and Isla Dawn were drafted to SmackDown from NXT, and they were the current NXT Women's Tag Team Champions. They brought the titles with them. Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler end up winning the Women's Tag Team Championships after Raquel and Liv had to vacate the titles when Liv had an injury in a match versus Dakota Kai and Bayley. Dakota Kai is currently out with a knee injury as well. I believe she tore her ACL. So we had the championship unification match. No surprise that Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler won. Raquel comes out, shoots the challenge. Liv is back. She had a torn shoulder. That was the report, but she's ready to rumble. So we're going to have that. And I'll go first. I don't think that Ronda and Shayna are going to be dropping those belts anytime soon. Mm. They work so well together. I wish that Shayna would be put into the titles picture, like the women's title picture, because she is a former NXT, two-time NXT Women's Champion. And I feel like, in a sense, she's kind of in the shadow of Ronda. Neither one of them are good on the mic. Neither one of them, they could use a manager. And there's so many women backstage that could, you know, help them and be an assist and manage and be the mouthpiece for them and just let them be rough and tough and do whatever they do. So we'll see if that happens. But Ronda and Shane on the mic, not a fan of. But I do feel like Shane is kind of in the shadows of Ronda Rousey. And Ronda did push for her and Shayna to be in a tag team together, which is fine. I like them as a tag team. Shayna is a former tag team champion alongside Nia Jax. So Shayna being with a powerhouse like herself makes all the sense in the world. And the history and the friendship that she has with Ronda Rousey makes all the sense in the world. So I don't see them dropping the titles anytime soon. I just wish that Shayna would get a shot outside of just being there. Just lingering. I just wish she would get a shot for the actual title because she's badass. But I'm going to give it to Shayna and Ronda to retain. And it'll be interesting to see what happens with Raquel and Liv. Raquel was a contender for the Women's Money in the Bank match. Becky Lynch messed that up. So the fact that she's in the tag team match, it's like, okay, a little retribution there. But I would prefer Raquel as a heel. And that's what she was in NXT when she was NXT Women's Champion. But for this particular match, Undisputed Women's Tag Team Championships, Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler will retain, in my opinion. Who you got, Max?
First thing, my top four women currently in WWE. Rhea, Raquel, Ronda, and Shayna.
Wow.
Those four right there, those I root for those motherfuckers every time they get on. So to see Raquel go against them, Raquel, you finna take this L. It's okay. Vive la raza. Yo quiero Taco Bell. It's all right. I'm still rooting for you, but you're going to take this L. Now, if they could divide the championship, that would be cool. But this unification thing is getting a little boring to me in my eyes. Like, just glue it together. Let's do it like they did in the... you could tell what type of era I'm from if we're trying to do, like, the 90s. Everybody just goes after the main titles. Everybody just climbs to the top. Not this two or three. You see, what Gunther be coming out here with his cap-ass shit? Yes, this is the Intercontinental Heavyweight United.
He said, his voice said, for the Intercontinental Heavyweight Championship. And we're looking at each other like, what? I know it could be for heavyweights, but I don't think that was in the name of the title. I don't think that's it.
It's Googleable. It don't say it says Intercontinental. It don't say Heavyweight United States Champion.
But I guess because Gunther is a heavyweight.
Tag Team Champion. He just put anything on it. But back to my prediction, yes, Raquel and I are going to take that out.
Okay. Now, you made a good point about the titles being split again, so to speak. There was once upon a time not an NXT Women's Tag Team Championship, and then they introduced it after a Dusty Rhodes Cup. Now, the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Tournament is for both the men and the women of NXT, and they would get a tag team shot. So the men would go against, you know, the tag team champions for the men, and the women will go against the tag team champions for the women. Then they introduced the women's tag team champion. If I'm not mistaken, it was when Dakota Kai and Raquel won the Dusty Cup tournament. I personally liked the championship being the women's championship being defended across all three brands, right? Because how often were they really going to go down to NXT? And also because the depth of the women's tag team division is so sparse, even if you're building tag teams in NXT and the women over there happen to get a shot and they're doing a number one contender, it's not going to be like an every week thing, right? It's going to be something you guys are fighting away from a title, but ultimately there's going to be a contenders match to put you in the title picture down the line, whether it's the champions either on Raw or SmackDown, wherever they were drafted to, so to speak, whether it's them coming from the main roster down to NXT or you getting a shot to go from NXT to the main roster. So I do like the whole NXT crossover, which is what they have done with Carmelo Hayes.
Shouts out to him.
And Carmelo Hayes, his transition over to the main roster reminds me a lot of when it worked for Kevin Owens and the way that they segued him over that. So I'm fine with NXT superstars coming over to the main roster when it's done right, when it makes sense. And I don't think that they need to add another women's championship. Like, having the NXT women's championship is fine. You know, give the women on that brand something to fight for. But there's also reports of them putting NXT as a third brand, so to speak. But
yeah.
I don't really see that happening if you're going to take away the NXT Women's Tag Team Championships, but it also makes them not like the developmental anymore if they're going to be able to go from the developmental, so to speak, to the main roster, but also the free agents such as Baron Corbin and Mustafa Ali and Dana Brooke going from the main roster down to NXT. Speaking of Baron Corbin, he did lose to Carmelo Hayes on NXT the second week, the second night of Gold Rush. But he got his Lone Star gimmick back, which is amazing because Happy Corbin wasn't working. Corporate Corbin wasn't working. Let him get back to what he was doing. Let him get back to his beginner days. I'm fine with that, Corbin. But you noticed that they kept changing the picture with the Undisputed Women's Tag Team Championships, how they had them holding the two belts. And then they didn't have them in the picture, like the graphic for the Money in the Bank. And now they didn't even come out to the ring with the belt. So I don't know why Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn still get to walk around with two belts, why Roman is walking around with three belts. Three. We'll get to Roman. And why they're only walking around with one. Guess they don't want to hold it. Who knows? But third championship match. For the World Heavyweight Championship, we have the current reigning and defending. I mean, Seth is having these open challenges left and right. Seth Rollins, the current World Heavyweight Champion, will be taking on his arch nemesis, the man he laughed at when he separated his shoulder, Judgment Day's Finn Balor. Who you got? Are we going to have an upset, or is the champion going to retain?
So many things can happen. I just thought of this at this moment, so I'm going to say it. Let's say Finn Balor can win, and then Damian Priest cashes in.
Oh, you're taking my idea.
Nigga, you's a lie.
I ran this whole thing down. You're breaking down my spiel. That's a lie. Whatever.
It's all lies. Whatever. You're talking about...
Captain Cap. Whatever.
Was he going to win? Would you have Finn winning?
I had a whole spiel.
Yes or no?
I had a whole spiel. For this, I don't think Finn is going to win.
All right. So it's not the
rift. It is. It's one of my variables. But go ahead.
Okay.
You're saying Finn's going to win. That's your pick.
Finn can win.
Okay.
I just thought of this. I didn't really think of this out. Most likely, 94% chance I'm going with Seth going to win.
Okay.
But
is that your final answer?
Final answer.
Okay.
The last.
Okay. So you're going with Seth, but you're saying that Finn and Damian can have some
beef. But the point is, Damian is going to, if he wins, he's going to cash in that night.
Wow.
That's all I'm saying.
So you're saying this is going to be the main event?
Wait, the ladder is the main event?
No, I'm saying the Seth Rollins versus Finn Balor, you're saying that's going to be the main event?
No.
Well, then how is he going to cash in?
I'm saying the first match can probably be the men's ladder match.
Okay, and then you're saying later on?
Yeah, later on.
Okay.
Because I don't think Seth's going to fight this early. Seth is going to be like the second to the last.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know how they love doing these double main events these days?
Yeah.
So stupid. Okay, but you're saying that Damian would cash in if he was to win.
I think anybody's going to cash in. That's going to be a blood bath fight.
Like Seth Rollins versus Finn Balor is going to be a bloodbath fight.
So it's
going to
be, you know what I mean, you're going to be seeing hurt calves out there and someone's going to try to slaughter the calf.
So for those that don't know the history between Seth Rollins and Finn Balor, both are former NXT champions, have traveled the world in the indies, came to WWE, all that good stuff. Now, when they introduced the Universal Championship, the finals was Seth Rollins versus Finn Balor. Finn Balor was victorious in that match. But there was a spot in the match where he tore his shoulder, but like also some other stuff.
Yeah, it was bad.
Anyway, he had to vacate the championship after winning the Universal Championship. And the long-term storytelling for me is them saying that Seth came out and laughed in his face. That's what grinded Finn's gears. And I'm like, Seth is such an asshole. He laughs in everybody's face. If you don't ever want to fight somebody and you want to get under their skin, just laugh in their face. That's just word to the wise for anybody out there that doesn't want to argue. Just laugh in someone's face because Seth laughs in everyone's face. So I like the little storytelling that they did with that and the callback to their one-on-one for the Universal Championship. I am going to go with Seth Rollins retaining. I think it is far too soon for him to win the, for him to lose, excuse me, the World Heavyweight Championship, having won it, what, like a month ago or so?
Yeah, but he defended that title like every day.
And that's fine that you defended it. I just think it's too soon for him to go to like his next pay-per-view, premium live event, you know, and then lose it, drop the title. Yeah. I think it's too soon. But let's go ahead and jump into the men's Money in the Bank, because I do think that it ties into what could happen with the World Heavyweight Championship. So the World Heavyweight Champion will be in London, as well as the WWE Undisputed Universal Heavyweight. I don't know what they want to call Roman these days, Mr. Roman Three Belts. But the men's Money in the Bank match includes Damian Priest, Butch, Santos Escobar of LWO, Butch of the Brawling Brutes, Damian Priest of Judgment Day. LA Knight, it's number four. Shinsuke Nakamura, Logan Paul, and Ricochet.
Ricochet.
And my two picks.
Two of them.
Of who would win.
Only one is winner.
Either, it's only one winner, but I'm just telling you what I'm narrowing down to. Damian Priest or LA Knight. LA Knight is hot and on fire right now. LA Knight is my pick to win. I know there's reports of Logan Paul when... Logan is in this match to draw attraction to the men's Money in the Bank match. He's going to put on a hell of a show. He's had a lot of moments high flying. This is a match of high flyers. This is a match of high flying. It's going to be a lot of that in this match. And it's a ladder match, duh. So it's necessary. But LA Knight is on fire. So my pick is LA Knight. But if Damian Priest were to win, I would not be upset. And this is the variables of what I'm thinking, right? If Finn Balor loses, which I think he will, because I chose Seth Rollins to win, and Damian Priest wins, this is going to cause a rift between Damian and Seth. And we could then possibly see a turn of events of Damian down the line possibly turning, oh, I don't know, face. And it also reminds me of when Triple H was World Heavyweight Champion and Batista had to choose between going after the WWE Championship or the World Heavyweight Championship, and he chose Triple H to fight. I think that it would be that kind of storyline as well. Who is he going to go after? Is Damian going to go after his brother and Finn Balor? Is he going to go after Roman Reigns? I personally would go after Finn Balor. Even though Roman don't got the army no more, I would personally go after Finn Balor.
I think I'll go so after Roman.
I think that will cause a rift between them nonetheless. But my pick for the men's Money in the Bank match out of the seven men is L.A. Knight. Yeah.
I'm going with Damian.
Damian Priest. Ooh.
I'm going with Damian because I think they're going to... my predictions were wrong, I think, two times. So, fuck damage control. They got out of control or in control, because they were supposed to hold all the titles, but it never fucking worked. So, y'all motherfuckers made me look bad, so...
They didn't do it.
Yeah, someone did it.
It wasn't
but
them.
But what's the girl's name that hurt herself? I wish you Dakota Kai. I wish you a speedy recovery. You know, the WWE world and personal life, two different things. I wish the best. But yeah, for sure, Dame should win, and he can be the leader of...
Oh, you think he's going to be the leader?
Yeah, well, that's when the...
Who would you say is the leader of Judgment Day? Is it Rhea?
No.
Or is it Finn?
Well, listen... Listen, she's the leader of Dominic.
Oh, okay.
The head honcho of Judgment Day still goes more to Finn.
Okay.
Just because there's moments that Finn fights like the big dogs, you know.
Okay. So, and you're saying that Damian's more of a mid-carder.
Dame is right there under him. He's second in charge. Rhea's right there, like two and a half. Dominic is a vato from jail, so he lies.
He did hard time, everybody.
Hard time, nigga.
Don't play with him.
72 minutes, okay? 72 hard minutes.
Not too much on Dominic Mysterio, because he does the hard time, okay?
Don't fuck with my mans. Stop playing with my mans.
So, all right. You're going with Damian. So, speaking of Dominic Mysterio,
Dominic,
he's going to be taking on Cody Rhodes. As much as Dominic is annoying as hell, Dominic is a phenomenal heel. Phenomenal heel. He eats the energy from the crowd. When they're booing him, he don't care. He don't care. Fuck that. I'm here. I like how he likes to hide behind Rhea. I just wish there was an equalizer for her. Ooh. Ooh, I love Rhea, but I wish there was an equalizer for her ass. But there's not. There's not. There's not. There's little glimpses here and there, but there's not. There's not. But I think that Dominic is going to beat Cody. I think it's going to be like some cheating. Because all of Judgment Day will be in London.
Yeah, but not
Rhea will be in London. She already posted she's going out there.
I think Dominic's going to take this out. I think...
You're going with Cody.
Yeah, I think... Because you know why? It's like Cody doesn't need to drag this out. You know what I mean?
Would Dominic... But what else is he doing? Let's touch on Cody Rhodes real quick. How many... The rivalries that he's had since his return, the one with Roman, I get it. You won Money in the Bank. There was no other... I'm sorry. You won the Royal Rumble in January. There was no other title to go after. Technically, there were, but there weren't. You know, he went for the big guy. He went for the big dog, the head honcho of the business. You know what I'm saying? So that's cool. But since then, these feuds that they're making, it's like...
Like
Brock Lesnar was random as shit. And now this one with Dominic Mysterio, it's just random. They're random.
Yes,
they're random. It's like that's it's like that's who you're feuding with. I know there's not going to be a callback and long-term storytelling with everyone because there was a lapse in time of Cody not being in the WWE. But I just feel like these feuds since Roman have just been like out of the blue, so to speak.
Yeah, but it's...
I don't need a grudge match between them. But I think because Judgment Day, you mentioned them when we were watching Raw, that Judgment Day is on fire right now, right? You got Finn in the World Heavyweight title picture. You got Damian in Money in the Bank. Rhea is the current Women's World Champion. And Dominic, he's there, but he makes himself relevant. He's on the card when other people are not.
Yeah.
So Judgment Day is on fire right now. They have three. They're in three out of the seven matches. That says a lot. Yeah. Neither of the women's championships are on the line, but Rhea will be there. So it's like when you have them taking over in the way that they are, it's great to see that because after like a little bit when Edge was still, you know, fighting here and there and going against Judgment Day, it was like they kept getting... He kept getting the one-up on them and the way that the feud ended with him and Finn Balor. But I think that it could be like a clear win across the board for Judgment Day, right? Finn wins the world championship. Damian wins the Money in the Bank. Dominic wins his match. I don't think it's going to happen like that. I think possibly two of those three things could happen. Maybe none of them at all. But if anybody could win because he has the snake in his corner, Damian's not gonna have nobody in his corner. You know what I'm saying? Finn, they could come, it could be some barred from ringside type thing. If they come out and the referee's like, get out of here. Dominic is gonna come out with Rhea. Mommy, Poppy, that's what it is. They're gonna come out together. So that's why I think that Dominic is gonna win on a cheating angle. He's gonna cheat. It's going to be like possibly a roll up with his leg on the ropes, or he's going to like hit him with something while Rhea's distracting the ref. So that's just what I think. All right. Women's Money in the Bank, where the winner could go after either the women's champion, the WWE Women's Champion, who's Asuka. But Asuka's going to be going against Charlotte on SmackDown. Do you think Asuka's going to retain against Charlotte on SmackDown?
Oh, it's on SmackDown?
Yeah.
Well, that's not Money in the Bank.
But do you think she's going to retain?
I don't know. The way, what's her name be coming out? What's her name?
Charlotte.
The way she be winning titles and dropping it, and she wins weird times. It's like, really, you won this match, bitch? Like, really? Okay, you're the champion again for the 20,000th time. Okay. So that one's kind of hard to...
okay.
put up just because it's like it's not far fetched. It's on the show. Then they're overseas, so I can see Charlotte winning, but I'm not gonna put my eggs in that basket. It's a toss up. It's gonna be a pretty good match.
Well, the women of the Money in the Bank are either gonna be able to go after the WWE Women's Championship or the WWE Women's World Championship. And the contenders include, I wish there were seven people in this match like the guys, but there's only six. We have Damage Control's Bayley and Io Sky, LWO's Zelina Vega, Becky Two Belts, Becky Lynch, and then Trish Stratus and her protege, Zoe Stark.
So they just put like hella teams in this motherfucker.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's kind of stupid.
I would say maybe two.
Well, that's pretty much almost.
All right, my pick. My honest pick, I really, really, really want Io Sky to win, but I think Becky might take it. Becky in the Bank has a nice ring to it. But those are my two of who I think could win. I'm going to go out on a limb. Oh, do I go with what my heart wants or do I go with what my mind is like? Pretty much is what's going to happen. I'm going to... Because I could see Bayley and Io getting into it. Trish is already going to be... Trish and Zoe are going to do whatever they can to keep Becky from getting it. And then there's Zelina Vega, who really don't have beef with anybody, but she wants to throw the chanclas at everybody. Wow. I feel like choosing the men's one was easier. I feel like it's an even playing field for the women's Money in the Bank. How many former, we have one, two, three former champion, three former WWE women's champions in this match, Bayley, Becky, and Trish. Io's a former NXT women's champion. So is Bayley. I think I'm gonna go with Io.
I was going for somebody from Damage Control too, just because I've been rooting for those bitches this whole fucking year. You ever just kept losing and losing? You're just like, one day, I'm gonna get it.
Oh, Bayley is also a former Money in the Bank winner.
So, I think it could be Bayley, or I think honestly it might be Bayley. And then she just says, fuck Damage Control, or she tries to amend it. But I'm going with Bayley.
You're going with, wow.
I would like to see EO, you know what I mean? And then her and Asuka, you know, Japan versus China, you know what I mean?
No, I think they're both Japanese.
Oh, yeah, both Chinese?
Japanese.
One's Chinese? Chicken
and
pork fried
Japanese.
Rice? Oh.
Japanese.
Chicken and pork fried rice?
No. Have you stop? Back?
Oh.
No, they're both Japanese.
Okay. But yes, the point is that if Io...
I would love to see that. Asuka versus Io,
yes,
for sure.
Those two going against each other, that's a match to see. And if they do have matches, that'll make the Japan fans like really tune in. That would be amazing to watch. Like,
that is going
to
be a great match. A lot of technical wrestling on that one.
Yeah, that's going to be synchronicity up and down. So, yeah, Io, but
ooh,
I won't.
I like that synchronicity.
I don't know. I say Io because.
You said
Bayley. I want Damage Control. Somebody from Damage Control.
You want someone from Damage Control in general. Okay.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
The only reason I'm saying Bayley because I can see her because she's won the title, but I would like to see Asuka and Io go at it. So, someone from Damage Control. Please
but
win.
But you have to choose one.
Okay, I'm going with Io.
Oh,
Bayley.
You have to choose one person. You said
okay,
Bayley.
Yes, they're Damage
Bayley.
Control.
Bayley.
Damage.
You said Bayley.
Control.
You said Bayley.
Damage.
You said Bayley.
Control.
He's cheating.
You're not cheating. I'm picking Damage Control.
You can't choose two people.
That's not two people. That's a group. That's one.
But they're not going to hold
one
it together.
One nation under God.
Oh, my. Whatever. He chose Bayley. I heard
no,
it. He said Bayley.
This is EO and Bayley.
He said Bayley.
EO Bayley. Okay. EO Bayley.
EO Bayley?
Yes.
That's not a person.
Hey, listen. That's them. Take that.
He
this.
Said Bayley.
EO and Bayley.
He's.
Damage Control.
You're cheating.
There's no cheating. Take that abuse.
Fine, if he gets to choose
No, you already picked who you picked.
My other person was Becky Lynch, for the record.
That's not the same person.
I said Io Sky or Becky.
Okay. Well, you can have those, but they're not the same people. I pick one person. You pick two different people.
You chose a faction.
That's one again.
It's not one again. Do you see how factions break up when titles become involved?
Nope.
Evolution.
Rhea got a championship.
I'm talking about factions where
Evolution,
where there's either men or women.
Batista and the old white guy had the championship tag team.
Yeah, and they kicked out Randy when Randy won the World Heavyweight Championship.
Later. But at a point, everybody was shining with diamonds.
But this is not shining with diamonds. This is a chance for the women's championship.
How about this? They're going to grab the box at the same time.
You think, okay.
Scissor me, daddy.
Okay.
And grab the box at the same time.
Wrong promotion.
Oh, my bad.
All right. I don't know what the main event is going to be, but you know what is happening? The Bloodline Civil War. Can we have like a sound effect?
Boo! Duh, 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 duh. Boo.
I wore my Bloodline shirt just for this prediction show because the Bloodline Civil War is happening.
They're not even Bloodline no more.
It doesn't matter.
It's just a phone line.
It doesn't matter.
With the
they're always going to be the Bloodline because they're related. Thank you very much.
Oh, my gosh.
Roman's
not even really 100% Samoan. So they might not even be cousins.
They are cousins.
Just like
they
the
are
Rock.
Cousins. Roman His daddy is the uncle of Rikishi. He's Rikishi's first cousin.
Yeah, they might just be like friend cousins.
No, that's not. No, The Rock is like a distant cousin.
Usos
and Roman. They're
just
the
friends.
Usos and Roman.
It's not a bloodline.
Not the Usos and Roman.
It's a friend. It's a hotline.
You're dragging it. Anyway, we have the Bloodline Civil War. We have Roman Reigns.
Ever since I'm with you.
Could you?
Oh.
We have.
Damn. Sorry.
We have the Bloodline.
Finally.
Oh my God. I'll let you get it out of your system.
What?
Okay.
What? If you want me to give my prediction right now, can I get a hell yeah?
Hell no. Can I say what the match
okay.
is?
Okay. My bad. I got out of control. Go ahead.
The Bloodline Civil War match. Roman Reigns, the current WWE Universal Undisputed something champion. He comes out with three titles, the gold one, the red one, and the blue one, because he's greedy as fuck. Teaming up with Solo Sikoa versus Jimmy and Jay, the Usos, longest reigning tag team champions of all time.
Didn't need that stat.
Longest reigning tag team champions of all
Still
time.
Don't
sleep
that.
On my boys. Mm-hmm. Don't sleep on my guys.
These weird penitentiary-ass niggas.
Put some respect on the Usos. My pick, off rip.
Oh, my God.
Because I think Roman's really going to get jumped. I think he's really going to get jumped because I think he's really going to try to sun Solo. And Solo the dark horse. Solo ain't been saying nothing. Solo's been, you know, falling in line like the good little pup that he is. Not calling you a bitch, Solo, but kind of a bitch.
Told you. But it's all right. You my dog. You
big dog.
You part of the ones.
Okay, you a little dog because Roman's the big dog.
I don't know how many ones I can have or whatever.
I'm giving it to the Usos.
Oh, this nigga, man.
I'm giving it to the Usos. I'm just making predictions on what feels right, y'all.
Yes.
I'm not every. That's why it's called the half right. Sometimes I'm right, sometimes I'm wrong, but guess what? I'm always real. I'm always telling you how I really feel. So I'm going with the Usos.
I'm always right, even when I'm wrong, because I could have been right. That's why I'm always right.
See?
So I'm going with the Usos. I was going off with the Usos just because this could be their ending chapter, but it is a war. So
I think that Roman's going to get pinned for the first time since 2019.
Didn't you have your predictions?
Yeah, it was a part of the prediction. Go ahead. I'm just really excited for this match. Sorry, guys.
Really excited. Can't take you niggas nowhere.
Really excited. Look at the shirt. I'm going to wear this shirt on Saturday. It's nostalgic, guys. This is nostalgic.
The shirt's going to be burnt, okay? It's going to be shredded up. It's going to be shredded
up. I got this at Survivor Series in 2021. I think it's 2021. I don't know. It was at Barclay.
So at the end of the day, Usos for sure gonna win, but you know what I mean. If Roman wins, because it's a civil war, I think they could drag this out to a couple more times. But I think Roman should lose. He gets pinned. He attacks Solo. They all jump him. Paul Heyman runs like a little penguin.
Biatch!
And the bloodline disappears from there. And then Roman starts, you know, it's like he goes a little crazy. And let's see if he drops titles. He has three crazy. Of them.
He only has one, but he's just walking around with three belts. He's so greedy.
I don't understand why you got
three belts.
He's
so greedy.
Like if you lose, or you lose all three of them, and somebody's going to look like one of those little...
No, they would just get the gold one. The fucking greedy.
What's those little tiki fucking ass shit? What's that Usher song? King Tati, Hot Tati, and them fucking shits. It's different colors, fucking layers and shit. The fuck?
Okay.
Yeah, all fucking right. Hot Tati ass nigga. But, like I said, Roman, I've been right with my predictions for a long time. But it's time for you to get back on your solo shit. And really start
solo, no pun intended.
And really start fighting or putting the title on the line, evidently losing it. Because Seth is out here fighting every 5 seconds. Gunther's fighting every 5 seconds. Bobby is now on SmackDown with you. Drew got so mad, he's like, fuck this shit. I'm going back to Ireland.
No, he's not from Ireland. He's from Scotland.
Oh, yeah, do some Scotland stuff.
I don't know how.
Oh, the bloody mate.
I didn't think that's it. I don't think that's it.
That's not it.
I know.
Give me some red hair and some freckles.
I don't know.
Give me some beer.
I don't have a good Scottish accent.
I don't either, but...
You don't have a good accent at all.
Wow.
not for overseas.
That's the shit.
You can't do it. It's okay.
But yeah, that's my prediction.
So, that wraps it up for the Money in the Bank predictions. We'll be sure to throw in Fonz's predictions because his are always entertaining. I would just like to say on the last predictions, I was right.
You were? You won?
I was right. Yeah, it was me. It was me. Yeah.
Well, wait, who's the who did I predict and all that?
You predicted everyone that Fonz did. You guys were on the same page.
Fuck.
So it'll be interesting.
What was the score?
The score was 13-9.
13, how the fuck are you?
Because we did title matches, non-title matches, and main event.
Who the fuck did I vote for that was fucking up? I could curse them out today, right now, in front of everybody.
Let's see. You chose... Who did you mess up on?
This is bad note taking for Deck Note.
I wrote it down.
She did, though. I just want to curse these people out on live TV.
Oh, yeah, this was from WrestleMania.
Oh, so you won from WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about that WrestleMania shit. I just want to...
Oh, no. Okay, here we go. From Backlash...
it was Backlash?
Yeah, you chose Omos versus Seth Rollins.
Omos.
And you chose... Brock Lesnar to beat Cody.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where you messed up.
So Omos lost.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Omos. That's why your black ass not there right
now. And Brock. What you gotta say to Brock?
Brock. All right. I hope your fucking cowboy hat goes missing, all right? That's what the fuck
what
I
have. What a great thing.
Yeah, all right.
Let's keep it real PG, guys.
Fucking disappears on your fucking stupid ass, made me lose.
But that is it for this episode. Be sure to tune in to Money in the Bank on July 1st, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, special start time. And we'll be back in our recap episode to see whose predictions were right and what we'll be going into leading into SummerSlam, which is next month.
Roman's
going to
drop his title.
Bold prediction.
He's going to lose his title. Do you smell?
All right. Thank you guys for tuning in. Be sure to follow us on socials and all that good stuff. At @halfright_pod on Twitter, where we're most active. And we'll see you in the next episode.
Stay tuned to the Half Right Podcast.